Everybody, welcome to Improv is Dead, where improv is very much alive and well. I'm Tim Lyons. We've got Damian Anaya here with me. Damian, how are you?
I'm doing good, Tim. Thanks for asking me.
Did you like that Improv is Dead, where improv is very much alive and well? That's the first time I've ever said that.
Yeah. Is it? I feel like I've heard you say that a bunch of times, but no, maybe just in person and in conversation.
Well, I say it. Yeah. Well, that's my greeting in person.
Because you always, before every time
hey, Damian,
I see you,
improv
and
alive and
leave,
well for you?
Yeah, as I'm walking away from you, you always make sure to stop me and say that exact same thing.
I'm less saying it to you. I'm
never
more saying it to myself. I'm like, this elephant's not dead. It's very much
it's alive and well, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's how insecure we are about improv someday dying.
Yeah,
so. Exactly.
Well, it's not here. Even though the name of the show is Improv is Dead, we love it. We love to do it. And that's why we do it.
And some would say there's too much improv now, you know? So, if you're an improv team out there or it's just an institution and you feel like, you know, you want to call it quits, I'd say just go for it.
Damian, we're doing a little reverse psychology. This stuff
stinks. Give people a little more room to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, before we introduce our guests, we've been doing this recently, which is just plugging our own shit on our own show. You can unlock our entire backlog of episodes and 100 plus bonus episodes by going to patreon.com/improvisdead for $5 a month. You become an improv pervert. You already are. You've made it this far to the episode.
Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed.
Yeah, we'd like to see you in there. We're all in there being a little pervs. So come on in. Listen to some of our free episodes. Request scenes from us, which we will do and then post for you. And it helps us out. So please check out our Patreon. We think you're going to like what you listen to. We've got two who I would consider absolutely improv perverts on the pod today. Two of my favorite performers, and I would also consider them good friends. And I don't know if they consider me that way, but I'd like to introduce them to the show. I'd like to introduce them to the show for the fourth or fifth time. I think everybody's been on
well,
the show.
Well, Travis, I'm sure they do consider you a good friend.
Thank you.
Travis.
And thank you for using my new name that I'm trying out, Travis. welcome to the pod, Mike Brunlieb and Lindsay Smith. Mike, Lindsay,
hey,
how are you? Welcome back.
Yeah.
How about you? Would you say you're an improv pervert?
Yeah, improv, so yeah, why? Something. Yeah, improv sociopath, improv psycho.
Don't try and get away from the pervert thing. I know.
Yeah, but I also do get, and I know it's not as okay for me to be sexually aroused during shows, but I am. I'm rock hard watching shows. I'm rock hard in shows. And it's not that, you know, I'm not necessarily sexually attracted to the people I'm doing it with, but I just mean I get there's some part of my brain where two parts that are supposed to not be connected are connected, so I just get really.
But that's how we know you're having a good time. If you're enjoying the scene, it's like a dog wagging its tail. That's how you know, like, it's safe to approach.
Yeah, I'm ever not sure if a show's going well, I look out, I look over at Mike, and if he's
like,
tent
pulling,
I'm trying to
rub the front of my pants down.
If he's pushing his pants down and his arms going up, I know that the show is good. I know that his body's not working right and that the show is good.
Yeah.
If you push down on your penis, your arm goes up. Nobody else has that? Nobody has that Pinocchio-esque style cartoonish. The blood's got to go somewhere. Typically, it goes to my arms.
But yeah, I think I'm the same as Lindsay. I just get real, you know, activated, sexually, really excited. Love having sex, but I love improv too.
Wow.
They're neck and neck. They're neck and neck in my book, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The act of creation gets us going. I think that's
giving
okay.
birth to, you know, to scenes.
Yeah, characters, scenes, ideas, themes.
Yeah.
Whole worlds built out of nothing.
Wow. we're all geniuses and poets.
This is all stuff they tell you. This is all stuff they tell you at the top that kind of get you going and that you believe.
Fucking lie. And then you learn you got four characters. You're going to bring out one of the four in every scene.
You'll never really deviate from what you've done the past 10 years.
All right, I gotta cut all this out because this is sad. This is getting sad. I'm going to take this sadness and take us to our prompt submission from an actual improv pervert. From one of our improv perverts from the Discord. This is what we wanted to be talking about today. This is from Evan Fleischer, a certified sicko in the Discord. Evan asks us, what's a small thing you do when the seasons change that you unironically love? As we go through the changing seasons here in the Midwest and the West, what's something that happens? What's something that you do when the seasons change that you say, you know what? I love this. I love that I do this.
Okay. I've got one from today. Okay.
Great. Yeah, please.
Pause.
Please, by all means.
Wait for it.
May I?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so I get the newspaper delivered to my house.
Oh, wow.
The newspaper.
Classic.
The paper newspaper.
Yeah.
A friend of mine used to get it delivered to his house. This was probably a decade ago. And he was like, you know what? I'm just going to start reading it online, but I want to keep my subscription to the paper to help out the New York Times. You know what I mean? So he just had it routed to my house. So for the last 10 years, I've been getting the paper. But how about sitting on the front stoop reading the newspaper? I did that this morning.
Oh,
that's nice. Oh, it feels great.
Yeah.
It feels so nice.
So does just that happen when it starts to get a little warmer out? Or
yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. A little warmer. Yeah. I think just like once it gets a little bit warmer, the sun is out. And then, I don't know, like have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. There's just something so nice about like reading a paper, just a paper.
Yeah.
And,
man, I remember the paper.
Yeah. You guys don't get the paper, right? I don't know anyone else who
does. No, but I've thought about it. I've thought about getting a subscription to like the Sun Times or something.
Yeah.
Something I can get every day, but... do you get the New York Times every day?
Yeah, except Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Monday through.
Okay.
Yeah, Monday
That's
through
nice.
Saturday.
That is a very nice. How's your back feel after sitting on the stoop? You kind of hunched over?
I have to like really focus on
stretch it out a little bit.
Stacking my
Mike
vertebrae.
Mike tries to sit on the banister, but he keeps sliding down.
He just waits for younger kids to walk by so he looks cool and slides down the banister with his paper. Oh, check it.
You guys hear about the about the election yesterday?
Whoa.
Yeah. That's a nice one. I feel like that's akin to like when you're able to open the windows and your doors and stuff like that. At least the windows when it gets nice out and you get that nice cool.
Mine's like a maintenance thing. Like I have started to like when winter ends, I'll wash all of my winter coats, like anything that's heavy. I'll like go ahead and go like, OK, I'm going to wash this, put it away. And then I bring out all of my spring like summer shirts, you know, and then I replace I basically replace all of my clothes with what I'm going to wear. In hotter weather.
Nice.
And I also read the paper on my stoop.
Do you?
I've only done that today. I just did it today for the first time, so I can't say it's.
But now it might become something that you do. You might be a paper on the stoop guy all spring long.
Maybe get a.
That's a nice spring thing to do. Damien, do you do you vacuum seal your stuff?
No, I've thought about it, but no, I just put it in bins and put it away.
Yeah, moth food. They call that.
Moth food.
Yeah, that's moth food is what you're doing, actually.
Well, everything's full of holes now.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of I do it kind of all year round, but there's something about doing it. But I'm a big spring cleaning. Like, I love to just get a deep clean going, like deeper than you might ever go. I'll like wash the curtains and stuff like that. Really just like... Go to town with it.
Hell yeah. Ooh, that's nice.
Like
that
deep
so
clean. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I keep getting ads for those scrub brushes that like do the automatic scrubbing and I'm for like bathrooms and stuff like that. And I'm honestly thinking about getting one for this this season, because it just looks like it does. It just looks like it does a beautiful job. And I'd love to get in there and do it to it.
Do you do a purge? Do you either of you guys like purge like stuff, like unnecessary things, or?
I actually would love to ask you guys about this, because I've got like a big bin full of like old letters, old journals, old, yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, part of me is like, let it go. Do you guys have that?
Yes.
Do you keep it?
Yes.
No, I purged
it. Yeah, and...
You did?
Yeah.
Wow, good for you.
I think that...
Oh, you got rid of it?
I purged a lot of stuff. I have some things where I'm like, wow. I'm down to one bin. I think it helped to... do a cross-country move, and also just like not want to have a bunch of stuff in my mom's basement for when she eventually moves. Yeah. So I was like, let's just get rid of all this stuff. Does it hold any actual meaning for me? I went through and like read it all. It's almost like you can go through and read it all and take the time and kind of come to peace with some of those things too, and be like, also, you have to turn off your weirdo brain of being like, I can use this in a show, or I can use this for something, you know. It's like, no one gives a shit. Just...
See, I think that's it. I think that's the thing. Yeah. Is like giving up the idea that like there will be a museum devoted to you.
Yeah.
At some point.
One day these will be transcribed into whatever new language is.
Right.
Is
being
yeah. Surely it's like, you know, if you haven't touched it for 10, 15 years and then you go back to it and you're like, oh, this is like fun, but it's not really anything. Or it's not like, you know, sparking something in you. It's probably time to, it's probably time to dump it or consolidate.
Yeah.
I've always been meaning, I still have my old comedy notebooks, and I have my first one ever, which is from 2002 actually. So it's over 20 years old. And I was looking through it one day. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I said this stuff on stage.
Yes.
I was like, what kind of person was I back then? But even then, but then the opposite will happen, where I'll look across some stuff and I'm like, oh, it's actually pretty good. Like, if I had worked on it, maybe it would have been funnier, you know?
Lindsay, you got something that you like to do as the seasons change? We were talking about, just full disclosure, everybody, we lost Lindsay for a second, so we're going to catch her up to speed on the conversation. We were talking about things you like to do unironically that you love when seasons change. Then Mike also brought up purging yourself of old journals and things from your past.
Spring cleaning.
Are you
spring
able,
cleaning?
Can you do that? Are you good at even tackling that?
I love it. I love getting rid of stuff. I love going through it and just like putting on a podcast or like music and just like getting rid of stuff.
Do you feel pain?
I do for one of those.
Do you feel pain? Yeah, when you're like throwing away an old journal, do you feel pain?
No, I feel relief.
Oh, God damn.
Did you feel pain?
I haven't done it. I still have this box full of like old letters and old birthday cards and old like little things, you know, people have made. Or
the birthday cards is a crazy one to me. Unless
I mean, it's not all birthday cards. It's like from,
I mean,
like
if you
a
have
couple
a box
from
full
my
500
grandma.
Birthday cards.
No, Mike, you said all birthday cards. You said all birthday cards.
You can't go back.
Yeah.
It shows that they love me.
Yeah.
The cards, those, like, they prove that they love me.
Yeah. I made a deal with myself a long time ago that when I get a birthday card or some kind of card, if it has like a picture of like a family on or somebody's kid, I take that and I put it on the fridge. But typically I give it a day and I'm like, I don't need this anymore. It's really nothing. The gesture was nice, but it's, I can't let it linger.
Yes. I think I like to save, like, if it's got my grandma's handwriting on it or like handwriting of anybody, it's like that goes in a little special place. But like, I found some old college essays that sucked that I was like, oh, I got to keep it. That it's like, that can go, you know, just sort of like, or if I pick it up and like the memory is like sort of good, but sort of, you know, neutral to not good, then it's like, all right, I don't really need this. Like, I don't want to be pulled back to that place every time I like go through this stuff and find that thing again. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Where it's like, for sure. You're like, oh, yeah, this is... this was not a good time in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if it seems innocuous, you know, you're like, oh, but this reminds me of like, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Or is that important? Is there something good about feeling, you know, I don't know, about remembering sad? Because sometimes you'll get like, there'll be like a letter from an old lover or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. I like to read those and then kind of be like, what if I would have stayed with this person forever in my life?
I know.
Now, Mike, now that sounds a little unhealthy. That sounds like an interesting.
No, but I do think about that in a way that, you know, when you watch like a horror movie or like a really sad dramatic movie, or even listening to music where it's like, oh, this is a really sad song, but it makes me feel a certain way that I'm not sure if I even like it, but it at least
transports
into a time. Yeah.
Makes me feel alive or something, you know?
Yes, definitely. It's like touching something to make you feel something.
Yeah.
Have you ever been somebody who goes through old text messages?
No.
Like from years ago?
Wow,
that's trippy. Where you're like, oh, even if you're like, this is when I was feeling this way about this person, or like, it's just kind of, I don't know. It's not enjoyable necessarily, but it is like kind of interesting to relive, not even the moments necessarily, but like the feelings that you had back then.
Sometimes I feel like when those come up, like when I just happen to come across or clean out and find a certain memory, like I'm always for the like the magical thinking of it all, but like there's like a reason, like a higher reason, like why I needed to reflect on this time, or like, oh wow, like this came up at this time to help sort of guide me through something that's now happening 10 years later. And
right.
It feels like meaningful. And then at that point, it's like, well, do I throw this away? Like, have I learned what I need to learn? Or like,
I know, like, come back around. Stop. Right.
Yeah.
When has a lesson been learned?
Yeah. I feel like what I'm hearing is just like, keep everything. Keep everything. Yeah. You never know what you might need.
You need to take a moment and reflect on some of the things you have. Honestly, you look like you're ready. You got the shawl on. All you need is a cup of coffee. You need your paper, and you just need to start going through your journals.
Ready to retire.
On your stoop.
Yes.
On your stoop.
Yeah.
Sitting on your on your steps.
Yeah. I mean, Damien, I've done the text message thing before. I remember doing it during the pandemic at my saddest, lowest time.
Oh, yeah.
And going through. But then also once I went through and I took that time, I felt okay to be like, let's just now delete these. So I can download. So I need this space so I can download a video game onto my phone. So let's let's remove this memory
the
from my life.
Meaning I'm talking about.
Yeah,
here's
like we can do that.
Well, I think it gets
Someone
sad though
topic.
if you keep it on your phone and you go through them one time, it's like, okay, this was reflection. Now, if 3 months, 6 months from now, you go through them again, you're still looking at it and being like, oh God, I missed this person. Like that, and then it starts to become like you haven't really either learned everything, or you haven't gone through the necessary actions to grieve that relationship or whatever it is that you're
dealing with.
Yeah, release it.
Okay, another question for you guys. Do you guys, along those lines, Tim, do you guys send, do you ever think of old friends from a long time ago? And when you think of them, do you send them a little message, or what do you just kind of like just let it fly away? What do you guys do?
How
I'm not vulnerable enough to send a message letting anyone know I'm thinking about them.
Same.
As much as I want to, I would love to do that, and I would love to get a message like that too, but
it's so
for some reason to me I'm like, oh, I just don't have the courage to do it.
I do it, but I don't get them. And so I'm always like, is this a weird thing to do?
That's so nice.
Yeah. You should start tagging.
I guess
them.
It's,
like, hey,
you know what, Mike? I think it's twofold. I think it depends on how old the friend is. So if it's like somebody from
like a college roommate.
A college roommate, okay. And it's been how
so
many years
me,
since you reached out to him?
20 years.
So it's 20.
Oh, no. I'd seen them like maybe I probably saw them 5 years ago, like just before COVID.
I think that is probably, you know, thinking about them, that type of thing. I think it's like if I were to get a text from you and I hadn't heard from you in like since high school, and you're like, hey, Tim, what's going on? I'd be like, what the fuck this fucking loser's doing thinking about me?
Well, can I ask something, Mike? As the person who does send these messages, what are they usually like? Are they like, hey, I saw a picture of you the other day?
I feel like I'm showing my ass right now. So I sent one to, it was a high school friend, but it was one that I've stayed in touch with. But, you know, it's right. kind of like, maybe we'll talk once every couple years or something like
right,
that.
Right, it's okay. not regular.
But I saw him, like, yeah. I've seen him recently. But, but no, it was like a song. Like, this friend kind of, like, turned me on to a certain band. And then I'll hear a song from that band. I'll be like, oh, I just heard this, made me think of you. And I'll be like, I still love you in a way.
At this point in my life, I feel like I've entrenched myself among my friends as a cold-hearted, sort of aloof, distant person. No. So I'm like,
I think they would
think I was in trouble if I sent them.
That's kind of what I'm afraid it would come across as, is like, help.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But it really is just a thing of like, cause I'm doing awesome. I'm doing so well. I don't need anything.
I do say that in the sense that, like, if I got that from you, I don't think I would find it odd, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, that's Mike, and he's like, you know, he's expressive in that way.
Mm-hmm. If I got one from
Tim, I'd be like, dude, what the fuck? Are you fucking serious?
My autofill on Damien's text is, do you need something? I don't even have to type anything in. It's just every time I text Tim.
It's just always.
What do you want? What do you need? Something. Why are you texting me? What have you done this time?
What about you, Lindsay? Would you ever send a message like that?
I don't think I have, but
wow.
But I wish I would. I wish I would, because it'll be like the same thing where a song will come up or like, yeah. There's like a few I don't know. There are a few people that I'm like still close with, but like we'll go, you know, a span of time without talking that I'll message and yeah.
Lindsay and I Marco Polo, which is app.
Yeah, that's nice.
Lindsay and I had not chatted for a while. I feel like there was some time in between. I saw you in Chicago, then like went a long time, and I'm always like, oh God, I need to check in with Lindsay. But the Marco Polo thing's great because you kind of just like. You can kind of just dump everything that's been going on, and then in a video message where it's not like a FaceTime where you have to be like present, you know, the entire time.
Yeah,
it's nice to kind of just like talk to somebody without having to feel like you're, you know, wasting their time or anything like that.
Yeah, without the hard work of, you know, being vulnerable. And
well, you can still be vulnerable. Yeah. You're almost more vulnerable because you're kind of just sitting there collecting your thoughts. A little bit
what do you think, Mike? More vulnerable or less vulnerable?
Because there's a thing my mom went to like some wild seminar one time, and she came back and told me about this thing they did. It was like one of those like retreats, like, you know, where it's like learn to forgive people who, you know, so I don't know what it was, something like that. But one of the things they did was like, it reminds me of Marco Polo, because I kind of like that about Marco Polo too. But the idea was like as a conversation experiment, to talk to someone when someone is talking to you, don't say yes. Do you guys know this thing? It's like you just are kind of you're not frowning. You're just kind of like neutral.
Yes.
And then it's crazy how long people will go when you just give them space to like explore their own thought. And it lets them like really make it to the end of their thought. And it reminds me of Marco Polo, because I feel like in Marco Polo, you just kind of get to let it rip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
that's I think that's called reflective listening is what they call that.
Oh.
You're more reflective rather than trying to solve somebody's problem.
I have a bad habit of finishing other people's sentences. I think that's my like nervous tick where I'm like, I got to help this person, you know, like,
and you've never been right when talking to me.
Never, ever. Yeah. It's always
you
like,
couldn't have been further off.
Oh, God. How are you friends? Yeah. How?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's why our improv shows are absolutely disjointed all over the place. Makes for pure chaos. Yeah. Move. Well, I feel like speaking of improv shows, I think maybe we have enough here to get into some improv. Mike, I like that idea of the forgiveness this seminar thing. So maybe we'll do something in that realm. Let's take Lindsay. Do you want to be leading us in a reflection seminar dealing with relationships with troublesome people in our lives?
Sure.
And we'll make ourselves characters in the scene.
Okay, show of hands, who here has someone in their life who just keeps knocking on their door? I'm seeing hands go up. Yeah. I'm seeing your hands go up. Okay, how about you in the front with the blue hat?
Yeah, I do. I have several people who just, keep knocking on my door.
Yes.
Yeah, metaphorically and literally.
Yes.
Just always kind of putting their weight on me, in an emotional sense.
Yes.
I'm sort of like the magnet for other people's issues, and I don't really feel like anyone kind of is there for me, to unload on them. And I sort of feel like I'm constantly being attacked by my friends and family. And I'm always carrying the burden of everyone's issues, physically and mentally and emotionally.
Okay, enough. That's enough.
And
I actually have a question about something that the man in the blue hat had said.
Thank you. Yes. Yes.
We're just going to keep it anonymous. We're not going to use names today. Just as a reminder. I'm not even going to tell
Doyle.
You mine.
I'm Jack Doyle.
Jack,
I'm from
please.
Madison,
Thank
Wisconsin.
You, Doyle. That's enough,
on 22
Mr. Doyle.
Elm Street.
Are you related to Jim Doyle, the former governor?
I am. Yeah, I'm his brother.
No way. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Josh. Something that Josh said at the top of his when he was talking. He said a phrase. He said metaphorically and literally, and I'm just like, I stopped listening after that because I don't know. I've not heard those words.
This is part of the issue. People stop listening to me when even when they ask me for my advice.
I'm just not 100% sure what those words mean. What metaphor? Like, what is a metaphor? It was just like two big words right at the top, and
you tuned out.
I tuned out because I was like, I was trying to use my Google.
Do you think
that's
a you problem or a him problem?
Well, I think it's
a him problem.
I think it's a him problem because. I think using words like that, I think it's important to dumb things down for people, knowing who you're around. And I know we don't know each other all that well.
Are we able to have this stuff on the table in the back? Is this for everybody?
Yes, we're gonna have the donuts. You know,
sorry,
what? Go
some
ahead.
Of that is mine. Some of that is mine. I put my lunch next to some of that stuff, so if you guys wouldn't.
Okay, which mind, okay. I'll figure it out. No
is
worries.
Your,
sorry,
is
keep
your
going.
Lunch? Is your lunch the Chipotle catering order?
It is. It's that's my lunch for the next week. okay. So if
you don't have to bring the whole thing every
not
day.
Touch that, yeah. Huh?
Just leave some in your fridge in your room. You don't have to bring the whole. It's very confusing.
No, I'm not local. I'm from out of town, so I'm staying at the in a cabin, a couple miles from here. So
yeah, none of us are local, Josh. It's a retreat.
Yeah, I know. That's why I can't just
I feel like this guy is trying to act like he's more special than he actually is.
You know what? This and in a situation like this, which happens often in my workshops, we're going head to head. We get some arguments. Things get heated. I like to have people hug it out. Gentlemen, would you please, for me, in front of the class, hug each other for 3 seconds?
okay.
Gentlemen. Embrace each other. Their arms are wrapping around each other.
Oh my
Their
God.
Cheeks are touching. I'm going to count to three, and I want you to take a deep breath with me. One, two, three.
Oh my God. Dude.
Now look each other in the eyes and grab each other's cheeks.
What?
Okay.
How do you feel?
I feel
pretty
Sorry,
good.
Sorry, can I say something?
I say something.
I felt a lump on this guy's back when I hugged him. I just wasn't sure if you knew that you had this big lump on your back.
Oh shit!
I did not know I
had. Let me feel it.
Ow! Ow, dude!
Whoa! Damn! Yeah, dude. What is that?
I don't know. I didn't know I had a lump on my back.
Wonder if it's a little piece of bird shot that got under your skin, that just flesh grown over it. Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
You think it's a piece of bird shit that got under that I let go and got under my skin, and now why would?
Well, it's in another skin grew over it.
Yeah, but that. Oh my god. I would have never thought of that.
Were you around birds recently?
Yes, I've been around birds all week long. This place is covered in bird shit. This retreat is mostly for the birds.
Well, this would have had to be longer ago than this week if the skin grew over it already.
The skin's growing over it like that.
Did you come to my last seminar?
I've been here for the last couple of them, yeah. I had a different haircut, though.
I was going to say, I feel like I sort of know you, but I
thought we were supposed to shave our heads for this last time, so I completely went monk style. And shave my head because the brochure was a lot of the imagery.
You should get that.
I think you used a bunch of stock photos. And so I assumed that everybody there was saying, all right, well, I will
get
it.
Well, here I am again, solving other people's issues.
You haven't solved anything. You just told me to get something checked out.
Solving mine. Yeah. And that's, I'm helping you out. No one's helping
me out. Do you want me to do a little mini kind of biopsy on that lump?
Are you?
Can you do that?
Qualified.
I've got a multi-tool. I could just take a little sample. We could just see if it is bird.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
So just grab, find something to grab and something to bite down on.
Here, give me your cheeks again, Josh.
No.
All right. Let me see. Hold on. I should heat this up. Hold on. Wait. I should heat the knife up first. Just give me a second.
Okay.
I just want to... Can I say one thing, that this is really beautiful teamwork here that we're experiencing? And okay, I'll back off.
Thank you, Miss Claudia.
I do feel a lot closer to these fellas.
All right, here we go. Ready? One, two, just bite down on a popsicle stick or something. But one, two, three.
God!
Just getting a little bit of it. Got it. You're good.
Ice cold.
My cheeks! I fucking pulled out my cheeks.
I'm sorry. It was much more painful than I thought it was going to be. I thought I could take it.
Just hold this on your back.
Okay.
And if it kind of fills up with blood, I'll give you a fresh one.
Okay, thank you. Ah, my gosh.
Yeah, this looks weird. Take a look at this.
Oh, God.
What is that?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that sample is strange.
Yeah, that's a strange sample.
Okay.
Is it moving on its own? The piece is moving on its own.
Yeah, here.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Here, Josh.
Sick. Sick.
Maybe I should go to a hospital or something like that to have it looked at.
I know you have to do that, but this is abnormal.
Okay.
I'll call in the camp nurse.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I'll be right back.
It feels disturbed. I don't know. It didn't feel this way before, but now it feels like we've disturbed it. Like I'm getting a kind of like a signal to my brain right now that like we've done something wrong. Like maybe we weren't supposed to touch this thing. I feel like I wasn't thinking this before, and now my thoughts are feeling a little, I don't know. There's somebody else inside my head.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling weird too.
It must be a parasite. You had a parasite.
Okay.
Oh god, I'm hearing people yelling in my head right now.
You don't have a parasite though.
I know, but I wonder if I'm catching some echoes, man. Oh shit. Come in.
I'm coming in. Kathy, I'm going to need you down in the main room. We have a situation.
I'm right in the middle of finishing a video.
On what? What are you watching?
I'm watching a tournament, a dog tournament. Can you give me 2 minutes? I'll be down in 2 minutes.
It's an emergency, Kathy.
Oh, I bet it's an emergency.
Pause the video. I bet you could just pause the video and you won't miss a single thing.
And point goes to the pitch.
Kathy?
Hold on. Can you look on my desk and just see? There should be a red paper on there. See if you can find that just for a second.
Okay. Okay, here.
Okay.
Do you need this?
Yeah.
Kathy, you're still watching the video.
Kathy, now leading the group.
Can you pause it?
Yes, I'm pausing it. I am pausing it. Just give me a second. And in my drawer, can you grab me a pen from the drawer?
You're trying to distract me so you can continue watching the dog competition. Please.
It's a tournament.
Can't you just do one freaking thing in your whole life?
I can make you a list of 10 things I've done.
Okay.
Just a second.
Go ahead.
Just a Kathy, second.
I swear to God.
Oh, give it a rest. Go drink a soda.
You go drink a soda.
Can you grab me my jacket from the hook real quick?
American Kathy. Bulldog, Mr. Leary.
Here.
Is up next.
Okay. Thank you.
Performing. Always, always, always with you. Always with you, dude.
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know.
Oh my God!
Turn off the video.
You're kidding me.
My goodness.
You're kidding me.
Kathy.
What a beautiful day we've got out here, isn't it? Clear skies.
You know, it makes sense. It all just makes so much sense to me why Doug left you. It's this was every day of your marriage. I get it. I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
John knows this before the tournament started, but you have a lump on your back.
Okay. All right, I'm with you. What's going on?
I swear to God. Kathy.
What's going on? I'm here.
Come down to the main room.
You know, I was waiting all week to watch that video.
You can pause it. It's not a live event.
You can't pause it. It's a live event.
This chihuahua is not part of the competition. It is run onto the field, and it is.
It's a live event.
Kathy, I wish if I could fire you from this place, I would have done it 10 years ago.
Oh, give it a rest.
Okay, you give it a rest.
I'm gonna help. What happened? Was somebody doing a trust fall and they hurt their boot, their bottom?
You don't respect me. You don't respect what I'm doing here.
Was somebody blindfolded? Were you doing a blindfolded led walk and somebody walked into a pole and bumped their nose? What's the emergency? Give me a break.
Unreal. There's blood, Kathy. Take this seriously. And take my job seriously. I've been empowering people for literally a decade.
What you do is a joke. Literally. And you steal money from confused people. You know that's what you do?
I make honest money. I do honest work. These people leave here changed.
Yeah, they leave changed because they're not going to be able to pay their mortgage next month. That's how they're changed.
Kathy,
what you do is sick. You're sick.
What you do is sick. You don't even do anything.
I heal
you
the sit sick. In here watching.
They're rolling him into the ambulance right now. And,
oh, my God.
Oh, we got a thumbs up from the German Shepherd. He's okay.
That German Shepherd just raised his little thumb.
Oh, thank God. Oh, that's mercy.
Something you always want to see when a dog gets injured that way.
You have never respected me. You have never respected me as a person or in my role or anything.
And that's quite a turn of events here with the German Shepherd possibly done for the day. German Shepherd. It was. He had it right up until that last leg, rounding third, and then as you can see here on the replay, completely gets distracted by someone in the stands.
Yep.
And as he jumps onto the dugout to attack them, he tears his ACL. And that's quite unfortunate.
You hate to see that when their classic instincts kick in like that, when they're trying to run the bases as quickly as they do, and then somebody brings a ball or some kind of squeaky toy to these events. That's going to...
Now, Ralph, I'm going to ask you, as a trainer of over 30 years, yep. Have you ever seen anything like this? Is this more on the trainer or more on the dog?
We see something like this almost every single tournament, Rob. Somebody brings some kind of squeaky toy or something. It's almost like a troll in the audience, if you will. So the dog, it's a little bit on the trainer because the trainer didn't prepare them for this, for that happening. But you can't blame a dog You know, that dog gonna hunt. If somebody has a squeaky toy, they're gonna go for it. So now,
Ralph, while we have a little time here, while they clean up on the field here, I wanted to ask you, and feel free to be as candid as you'd like. I know that you're no longer allowed to work these events as a trainer yourself. Is that something you miss, or wish you could possibly take back some of the things you did in your past, or any regrets?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly do. I certainly do miss the training. I miss the camaraderie with the dogs. But would I take back what I did? No, I wouldn't.
It's interesting you mentioned the camaraderie. That it was a large part of the civil suit that was brought against you. As it stated that the camaraderie among you and the dogs led to a community of fear and violence. Is that fair to say? Or
some called it a cult. I called it trying to unionize. We were trying to unionize these dogs. These dogs do these tournaments, and they work hard all year gearing up for it. And then we only go – there's only a first, second, and third place winner. I believe all these dogs are winners. I believe all these dogs should have a chance to feel like a winner. And there should be some kind of pay scale that they are getting while they're training. So right. Did I have a lot of the dogs stay with me at a retreat where we were working on specific talents the entire time? Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And Ralph, I'm curious to know how hard it was to communicate with your members. I know that your chairman of the union was a dog, and most yep. of your members were dogs. In fact, I believe you were the only human that was part of this contingent.
And I want to thank them for that. They did not have to let me be a part of their community. They didn't have to let a human join in on what they were doing, but they did, and I really appreciate that. And the communication was hard sometimes, but you know, we got in there, we got our paws dirty, as we like to say. I have that on my shirt right now. We get our paws dirty, and you have to get your paws
dirty. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Ralph. They're bringing out the next breed here.
Oh, great.
Which is a dachshund. Dachshund St. Bernard mix. I believe this has never been a breed that we've seen here before. Ralph, have you ever seen a dog like this?
I've never actually seen a dog like that before in my life. It doesn't seem like it wants to be alive.
Well, we're going to go down to the
I got lunch for you guys. Oh, sorry.
Chris, we're live on air right now.
Yeah, Chris, we're live. Sorry, just to let everyone know, this is Chris, our intern here.
Chris.
He's bringing us Jimmy John's. As you know, this tournament is sponsored by Jimmy John's. Go to your local Jimmy John's today. It's fast and fresh and delivers in under 5 minutes, wherever you are.
Let's see what we got here. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, nope. Chris. Appreciate it.
Chris.
We're going to go down to one of our trainer, Alexei Parnov, who is the owner and operator of this Dachshund St. Bernard mix.
Alexei, hi. It's so nice to talk to you.
Hi. It's so nice to talk to you. Thank you for bringing me on.
Now, tell us a little bit about this this breed you have here. It's quite unique. I know we're about to see it run around the bases. How did you make that possible? It seems a little distressed.
Yeah. You know, this was a sort of DNA experience that we've been working on for a while. And down. I'm so sorry.
No. Can I just say, comment?
He really loves kisses.
The dog's bark almost sounds quite human. Is that part of the breeding process, or?
Yes, yes. So there's DNA from several sources, and one being human DNA as part of the experiment. And so this dog is actually more closely related to a human being than it is to, say, a wolf or a cat.
Interesting.
I think that's that beautiful. I think that is very beautiful, and I like that.
Yes.
Experimenting with this type of... this DNA testing and crossbreeding a little bit.
Yes, the laws have been really relaxed lately. and for that, I have been so grateful. So I could
Alexei, I noticed a peculiar posture in this dog that looks as if it's begging you for something, almost like as a human might, clasping its arms. And
down.
And so you
we're doing intermittent fasting as a way. So by this time, about every day, you know, he starts getting super hungry, but I
would
too.
I would too.
I've
done intermittent fasting myself, yeah.
Yes, yes. I can't give him his breast milk for another 2 hours, so this is down. So in 2 hours he's gonna be a completely different dog. Different dog.
Yeah, he's crying real human tears. I've never seen a dog cry tears like that.
Yes.
Is that part and that's part of the breeding process as well?
Yes.
Is that something that well, Alexei, good luck.
Thank you.
We wish you the best in this competition.
And I wish you down.
All right, well, I know the judges are going to take some points off for the human voice that the dog has. I know that they don't like it when the dogs play human. That's not something that they enjoy. Okay. Just a heads up.
Just as a heads up to you, this is a supreme dog that you're looking at.
I believe
it. A heads up for you guys.
I believe it. I'm not one of the judges. I'm actually a trainer myself.
I'm a former trainer
and also union organizer, labor organizer. So for
oh,
dogs,
well,
so
former union organizer as well.
Former organizer. Yeah, now I just run a retreat for dogs.
Down.
Yeah.
Former. And now I see the dog is on its hind legs.
Dog's kind of taking shots at me.
Heading for the exit now.
No! Get back!
Is it? This dog has made it to the parking lot. No. Can we get the cameras on the parking lot
the
there?
The
okay. And we see this dog heading towards a Honda Civic. It is now crawling into the driver's side of the Honda Civic. And the okay, it's pulling it in.
Come on, boy, come back.
It just clipped Alexei. It just clipped Alexei. She's on the ground.
Oh God.
And this. Wow, I have never seen a Civic go that fast before. It's squealing out of the parking lot.
Yeah, some people just aren't built to be dog trainers, and I think we found that out today with Alexei. She tried to play God, and what happened is the dog, her creation, turned on her, and that happens sometimes when they try and breed these dogs together like this. You know, I've been in the industry a long time. We're seeing a police chase now. Sorry, live on the street. The dog is at the
Civic. It seems to be going somewhere.
It's going somewhere,
sure,
but he's going in reverse. He's driving full speed backwards, reverse onto incoming traffic.
It looks like, can we zoom into the car? One of his paws is around the headrest of the passenger seat, and he's looking backwards. As a human might, I'm not really sure, but it definitely headed somewhere. We're not going to categorize this as a high-speed chase. It is very low speed with police escorts, making sure no one is hurt in this chase.
It looks like he's backing in. It looks like there's a mini mall up ahead, and he's backing into... it's a Jimmy John's.
Oh, wow. Remember, we were brought to you by Jimmy John's. Oh,
how serendipitous. He must have got a scent of one of our sandwiches from our intern that Chris brought.
He must be having the smells.
Hi.
The smells are free, by the way.
What can I make fresh for you today? A four? With cheese or no cheese? All right, I'll make you whatever you want. Okay, five as well. Sure, no problem. I'll cook it right up for you. You're welcome. You know what? I've never seen anybody like you before in this store in my life.
Hey, Stan, they had number five? They want a number five?
Yeah, number Stan, five. Yeah. And a number four. You know what? Put it on four. The house. I'm going to get it for him.
You're going to get it for
you.
Him?
You're just so cute.
Hey, have you heard from Luke lately? He hasn't been in a while.
Yeah, I don't know. He hasn't.
He's the general manager of the store.
I know. Doesn't it feel weird? Yeah. Like we're just driving, driving without him.
I know. It does kind of feel weird.
So what do you do?
Here you go, guys. Here's a drink menu.
Let me know
if you need. Let me know if you need food menus. We do. We can put in a food order here.
You know, it's so funny. I feel like I can kind of understand what he's saying. Can we get 3 dozen wings, please?
3 dozen wings? Yeah, sure.
Yes, please.
Hey, chill, buddy, chill. All right, these are for the next table, okay? Hey.
Just be patient, buddy. We're going to get our wings.
I am Luke.
You're Luke?
Did I just hear that dog speak?
You'll do anything to get out of this conversation, will you? Did you hear that dog speak?
Yeah, I think
that's what's on your mind. I just told you that I'm falling out of love with you, and you said, did I just hear that dog speak?
Wait.
Do you think I'm a fucking idiot, Josh?
Beth.
What?
Come on, chill, okay?
Excuse me? You just told me to chill?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Excuse me? You're about to be out on your ass tonight. I need half the rent.
What? You need half the rent?
Yes, as you're supposed to be paying.
Are you saying you need half of my rent or half of the entire rent?
Half of the entire rent. I need half of the entire rent.
Well, you know, you give me some time here, all right?
Give me some time. It's
up.
The first of the
I'm
month.
From this fucking this dog talking.
Oh my
here you
God.
Guys go. I've got one Reuben and one Cobb salad.
I can't believe
sorry,
you just
how
got
much was
a
the
Reuben?
Cobb salad. How much was the Reuben? How much was the Reuben?
Reuben's like I think $18.
$18 plus tax, right? And then tip on top of that. So how about this, Beth? I give you the Reuben.
No.
Take that off of the rent.
No, I don't
I'll
want to. You got the most.
I'll set these down.
Got the most expensive sandwich on the menu.
Beth, come on! I make one little mistake and you're on my ass about it.
One little mistake, you knocked a wall out in our rental apartment.
Yeah.
So you could open up the space for your art studio.
And didn't I open up the space?
Yes.
And don't I have an art studio?
No.
Well, it's because I got to get all the stuff, okay?
Yeah.
It will be an art studio.
Before
right?
you, rather than just getting like some markers and an easel or like a paintbrush, you're like, no, let me knock out the wall first. The guy above was taking a bath and he fell into our apartment.
Well,
and we've kind of been like seeing each other.
What?
Me and the bathtub guy who fell into the apartment. We've kind of been.
You don't
seeing
even know
each
his
other.
Name, and you're seeing him.
My name's Tyler, brother. My name's Tyler.
Oh, hey Tyler.
This is Tyler.
You got something you want to say to me,
yeah.
man?
Yeah.
Something you want to say or you want to sit back down?
I'm going to sit back down, but not because you told me to.
Yeah, why don't you sit your little ass back down?
Hey, I'm sitting down because I'm tired, okay?
Oh, yeah. I bet you're tired of fucking sucking on fucking...
Say Are it, you, Say it. Tom, what's he sucking on, Tyler?
He can't figure it out, Beth. He doesn't know what he wants to say.
God.
Right now. This is going to take him forever, okay? I've heard him practicing this upstairs.
Why can't I just find
he
a man
who getting stuck
can...
on... After he says sucking, he freezes.
Why can't I find a man who thinks before he speaks? He's not just going...
Go ahead, Tyler, finish your sentence.
Yeah, I bet you're tired. I bet you're tired. Fucking sucking on...
Yeah, here he goes. You can see his eyes rolling in the back of his head right now.
Oh, God.
He's pacing the entire... He's getting... He's taking your shoes off. You're pacing all over the place.
You're tired of sucking on it.
See, Beth, he's in the kitchen now. He's practicing.
Give him a second.
Beth, come on. Are you really going to leave me for this guy?
I don't know yet.
I mean, look at him. He's sitting at the kitchen table writing something down.
What's he sucking on?
It's okay. You're allowed to... Write down your thoughts before you speak. I wish you would sometimes.
But he's just over and over writing sucking on, dot, dot, dot.
Sometimes that helps to get it out. You just keep writing it down.
What's funny? What's a funny thing to suck on?
Beth, come on. Come on. You know this isn't right. Okay? Float me. Just float me this month.
No.
I promise everything's going to be good, okay?
All right, everyone. So we've been working on our creative pieces all last week. And I asked you to bring in something new that you've been working on. We want to put that piece to the side for a second. And so now let's just, we kind of opened it up. It was free flow. It could have been fiction writing. It could have been autobiographical story. It could have been poetry. So let me just go around and just read a little bit of what we have from everybody here today. Let's start with Tyler. Tyler brought in something, I think, that he'd like to...
Yeah. Thank you.
Of course.
What's up, man? fuck
are
you.
I'm sorry, are we supposed to...
Uh-huh.
Nope. He's
to... Oh, no,
he's
sorry.
He's just reading his piece.
Yeah. Okay. What's up, man? You got a problem? Why don't you sit your little ass down?
Sorry, really
your eyes aren't even going to the paper.
Am I supposed to...
No, just... I'm just reading the thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I did say that you're allowed to have it memorized. So it was extra credit for memorizing.
Why don't you sit your little ass down? Yeah, I bet you're tired. Tired of sucking on your thumb. Sucking on your thumb. Are you a little baby? I'm in love with your wife. And I'm gonna have sex with her.
That's great,
this
Tyler.
This is so good, Tyler.
Yeah.
Thanks you.
Tyler, that was,
thank
that was
you
actually
guys.
Really
great job,
thank
Tyler.
You guys.
That was so powerful.
That was really great.
Tyler, that was
thank
wow.
you. I was up all night.
Man, you're
no,
like a natural.
I was stuck on the second
that was
half.
So
no.
Good. Yeah.
Stuck on the second half yeah. of that.
No, that felt real yeah. and that felt raw and that felt of the time.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Here, do you need help up off the floor? Let me help
thank
you up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was like welling up. I like felt tears coming to my eyes.
Oh,
I wanted
thanks,
more.
Thanks, Jamie.
If anything, I wanted
thanks,
more.
Thanks, Jamie.
Carly,
Jamie,
while you're feeling this emotion, or Jamie, sorry, if you're feeling this emotion, would you like to read your piece?
Oh.
Yes, yes.
Jamie.
Yeah.
Jamie.
Jamie. Is it the same one from last
yeah.
week or is it a new
it's
one?
It's the same one. I want to do the same one again.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I did ask people to bring in a new one, but it's fine.
Well, I want to do the same one. It just
okay,
it
no,
works. I just know that it works.
Yeah. I just want to make
sorry,
sure that
Charlie,
I am
you,
seen and
mad?
I am heard.
Are you mad though?
No, I'm not upset. Okay. I did give clear instructions
yeah.
out loud and in an email follow up, but
right.
it's okay.
And I heard that.
Have time
yeah,
to write
but we like
new.
But we like the piece. What's the harm in doing a piece that we all like?
Right.
No, you're right. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Winter's cold and winter's bone. Winter's summer, winter's alone. My winter was alone. Yours? Not so much. Summer's heat and summer's dry. Summers come and they go right by. My summer was spent alone. Yours wasn't. Spring equinox. Peek my socks. Because they're off. And I'm alone.
Oh my god.
You're not alone.
Oh. Very nice.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Very nice,
Jamie. Thank you. I haven't even...
That is so fucking good.
It really is. Is that about...
Oh my God.
Yes, it's about David. And he's been...
Oh, I was going to ask. That's about David?
They've gone ahead and remarried. They've gone ahead and married. Yeah.
Is he?
He's married.
I
hope so. I keep inviting him.
Is he ever going to come back to group, do you think?
Every time I think of him, I'm like, I pop a text, and and he doesn't reply, but, you know, the seasons just keep going, and we'll just keep popping the text, you know? Thank you. Thank you.
That's such a good piece.
I know. Ugh.
Oh, let's hear it. I'd love to hear it.
I got one more piece.
Tyler. Sure.
Unless somebody else wants to go. Unless Carl wants to go.
No, no, I'm fine. No.
Carl is... I've been watching Carl try and write something down this entire time, so I don't
I'm filling out a W-2 form, okay? Yeah. It's not for this.
I was going to say, it looked like it was paper with already writing on it.
Yeah, it's all the information I need on the W-2, and then I'm gonna transfer it over.
Oh, nice. So. Okay. Well, Tyler, if you have another one, go ahead.
Looking at this long snake that's sitting in my grass. It's a black snake, and it's got a long tail. Whoa, it just opened its mouth. Something inside. Holy shit, there's a ring.
Sorry, Charlie. I'm looking. He's looking out the window, I think, and there is actually a snake out there.
Okay.
There's a snake out there.
I don't know if he wrote.
There's a ring in its mouth. Is that the ring that I'm going to use to get married to you? Wow. Let me go check it out.
Who's he talking about?
He's walking outside, Charlie.
All right. Well, I mean...
Reach into the snake's mouth?
He's going up to the snake. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Is he okay? Bit him. Oh, my God. No.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit, he's foaming at the mouth.
Tyler, can you hear us?
My God.
Jesus Christ. Tyler! Tyler! Oh. Tyler, here. I'm gonna get the end of the snake.
God!
Tyler!
Dude, just bit him again. You picked it up and bit him again.
Oh, my God.
Tyler!
There was a ring in the snake's mouth.
Oh, God.
Hey, sorry, I haven't really been... showing up to group, I think, since we split and I got remarried, it's probably not a good idea that we see each other at events anymore, you know. But I've gotten your text, so.
I'm just a friend.
It just didn't feel appropriate. You know, I'm remarried now. We're doing. Yeah, well, the texts are.
How do you define a friendship? I define a friendship as two people who love each other but aren't romantically together. Well, I do.
Yeah, but your texts
is
are
that
like,
wrong?
Miss your lips. Okay, but that's it's not necessarily.
Okay,
but that's
then
not
I'll send
something
it to your
that
watch.
You should send to my phone. And me and my wife have our text messages.
You guys mind if I cut it? I just want to say goodbye to Tyler.
Well, we're kind of saying our goodbyes to
Tyler. You know what Tyler was doing
Tyler
when he passed?
Tyler really liked that we were together, so this is kind
me.
Of what Tyler would
sorry.
Want.
I didn't
want to... is for us
he
to...
was proposing to me when he passed. Nobody else knew, but I did. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What?
How does that make you feel? I would have been with Tyler had he not passed away.
I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, Tyler was a great guy and a brilliant writer. I think that...
Sorry to interrupt. He was a really great guy. I'm so glad he, you know, did you guys know he donated
how
his
do you do
DNA
that?
To science?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a chance I'm not really sure, but there's a chance he could kind of come back.
He's up on his hind legs and crying.
Is there a lot of dog in here?
Oh my God.
Oh, come here, come here, buddy.
Really like
come
you.
Here. Oh. My God, I love him. Oh.
He's saying Papa?
Does he have a bag of Jimmy John's?
God, he's got 2 day old breads under his arm.
He's licking the makeup
he's
off.
He's got a bag
the...
of Jimmy John's. Yeah.
He's licking all the makeup off of Tyler's.
He's saying
oh,
Papa.
God. Oh God, that's what a snake bite does to you.
He's saying Papa. Oh, so sweet.
Hi, does anyone here drive a Honda Civic? It's running out in the parking lot. I don't know if someone forgot to turn their car off.
Oh my God.
Mike Lindsay, that was so much fun. Always a pleasure to have you on the pod.
So fun.
Take it to some real.
I love playing
some
with you
very
guys.
Some very
you.
Weird and wild places.
I love playing with you guys.
It's
yeah,
so much fun.
That was so much fun. I was dying.
Live shows coming up or anything that y'all would like to plug? Let our listeners know in the Chicagoland area
yes,
where they can
well,
see
Mikey
where they can
and
follow
I,
you online.
Plus Janelle Shane play
we'll start
in
with,
a show
we'll start
called
Lindsay.
Real Angels on Wednesday nights at 9:30 at LSI. Please come out to that. It's every Wednesday night. We usually have like a variety of acts, you know, improv, stand up, solo, music. And so it's a guaranteed fun time. So please come out. Yeah.
Nice.
God willing.
I hope it's still going when I come into town. I'd love to come see the show.
Yes.
God willing. Yeah.
And we love LSI. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'd be my plug too. Yeah. Just I love that Real Angels show so much. It's so much fun.
Awesome. We'll link Wednesdays it. We'll link it in the show notes. But get your tickets for Real Angels. You said it was what night? Wednesdays. 9:30 at LSI. Go check
Logan
that
Square
out.
Improv.
Damien, anything from your end where people could see you live?
Right same stuff. Thursday nights at The Annoyance at 8 p.m. and 9:30, and then some Friday nights at IO with a show called Escándalo.
Nice.
At 10:30 p.m.
Cool.
At the IO Theater.
Awesome. And I guess I'll plug. I'm coming in Chicago in June. And I'm doing a solo performance, a character show that I've been writing. I'll be in town. It's going to be at the IO Theater June 7th at 6 p.m. and then June 9th at 8 p.m. So come through if you're in town around and want to see me do some new and old characters. Come on through. It's going to be a good time. Mike, Lindsay, thanks so much for doing the pod. It's always a pleasure
thank
to see
you
and perform with you. Just truly, truly a joy. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Back at you. Yeah, so fun.